Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Good afternoon, and welcome to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. It's Wednesday, and it's church night, and we hope that you're getting ready to think about going to the house of God tonight to support your place of listening and your place of worship. I tell you, you know your preacher's looking for you tonight, and so it'd be good for you to find yourself in the house of God. And you know, I tell you, that well, oftentimes we act like that Wednesday night's an off night, but you know what? I've seen people get saved on a Wednesday night. And so I tell you what you do. If you do your best to get the house of God tonight, support your place of worship, amen, your man of God, I tell you, to bless your soul. Find yourself in the choir. Get in the choir and enjoy some good singing, amen, up there, and help your choir out. I know that, boy, your choir leader would appreciate that. And we're getting ready to get back into the message here in just a moment. And this is going to be on Hebrews chapter number 3 once again. And we are going to finish the message today, and from by way of live recording from the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. And I tell you, God really moved in this thing. And we saw some people come to the altar that night and get some help by the things of God. And I tell you, I do appreciate once again you tuning in today by way of live recording. Hebrews chapter number 3. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, who was faithful to him that appointed him. Who's that talking about? That's talking about God, right? As also Moses was faithful in all his house, for this man was counted worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch as he who hath builded the house hath more honor than the house. Notice verse 4. I love this verse right here. For every house is builded by some man, but he that built all things is God. And Moses verily was faithful in all his house as a servant for a testimony of those things which were to be spoken after. But Christ as the Son over his own house, amen, think about that. That shows some ownership. Whose house we are, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end. Not only was Christ the believer's apostle, but it's also said in the text that he was also the believer's high priest. Now, a high priest had to offer a sin offering, not only for the sins of the whole congregation, but also to offer sin for his, or offer for sin for himself. Now, I want you to think about that. Before the high priest could go in and do his work, he had to go in and offer a sacrifice for himself first. If God accepted that sacrifice and he didn't die, he then came back and he killed another lamb. And he took the blood of that lamb and he went back inside and he began to offer that lamb's blood on the altar, amen, for all of humanity. But Jesus Christ, friend, let's say, hey, Jesus Christ, our high priest, listen, he didn't on the cross of Calvary, he didn't say, Father, forgive me, amen. No, for I know not what I do. No, Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Why was it? Why? Because Jesus was our high priest while also being the sacrificial lamb, amen. That's why. Hebrews 5 and 10. Turn over real quick. 5 and verse number 1. For every high priest taken from among men is ordained for men in things pertaining to God, that they may offer both gifts and sacrifices, notice this, for sins. Who can have compassion on the ignorant and on them that are out of the way? For what he himself is compassed with infirmity. And by a reason hereof, he ought, as for the people, so also for himself to offer for sins. And no man taketh his honor unto himself, but he that is called of God, as was Aaron. Now notice, so also, who? Christ glorified not himself to be made an high priest, but he that said unto him, thou art my son, today have I begotten thee. As he saith also in another place, thou art a priest forever. Underline that right there. He's never going to, oh Lord, son. He's never going to be off duty. Listen, you don't have to worry about this high priest going in and dying. You don't have to worry about this high priest not being able to fulfill his duties. You don't have to worry about this high priest not being holy. You don't, hey, he's going to be eternally on God after the order of Melchizedek. Melchizedek was a king and a priest who in the days of his flesh when he had offered up prayers and supplication with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death and was heard in that he feared, though he were a son. In other words, he had a father. Melchizedek had a father. Y'all getting that? Amen. He had a father. Yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation. I'm not trying to take away from the text of the Word of God or the King James Bible. I'm not trying to diminish it at all. I'm just trying to help you understand the meaning right there. That word author has to do with this, the originator. He's the one, amen, look here. He's the one that formed the world into existence, friend. He's the one that spoke the atmosphere in its place. He's the one who hung the sun, the moon, and the stars, and the planets upon nothing. And this is the same God. What I'm trying to tell you is this is the same God that lowered himself below the angels, amen, took upon humanity and took upon our sins upon Calvary's Roman tree so that he could be the high priest for you and me and also the sacrifice that when we stand in the glorious celestial city of God and walk down the street of gold, we can stand before God one of these days and God look at you and me and say, forgiven. Amen. What a day that's going to be. When my Jesus I shall see, and when I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. Oh, what a day. What a day. That will be. I'm telling you tonight, thank God for the holiness of the Lord. Let me go on. I'm just going to pass on. Chapter number 3, verse 2. I didn't cover half of this. For this man was counted worthy, this man being Jesus, worthy of more glory than Moses. Inasmuch as he who hath builded the house hath more honor than the house. After the house is done destroyed and gone, the builder still stands. After the house is done gone, there's going to be some things in this world that you and I have built with our hands. It's going to be gone. It's going to be passed away. But the builder still stands. I'll say to you tonight, once again, that contrast between Jesus and Moses. While Moses was sent by God to redeem Israel from the Egyptians, he proved to be faithful to God by following the commands of the Lord and leading God's people out of Egypt through the Red Sea, through the wilderness, establishing the law of God and building the tabernacle. Moses led God's children of Israel to the borders of Canaan. He fought battles, amen, with all of their enemies. He went to the mountaintop and came down, amen, and had his face shown. Amen. His face was glowing. Y'all remember that? Moses was faithful to God. Now, I love the way that the Word of God puts that. It didn't say that Moses was perfect, but Moses was faithful. When I started this message tonight, I'm beginning to think about Moses and the Lord Jesus Christ. Can I tell you that the Lord's letting me out of bondage? Sin's bondage. When I was free from that place, bondage. Some have said it this way, the world began to look different. Can you say it in your life that you've never been the same since Jesus delivered you from that bondage? The taskmasters in Egypt. We've seen miracle after miracle after miracle. You are testifying it tonight of what God has done in your life because he's delivered you from bondage. When I started this message, Brother Gary, I began, and as the musicians are coming, I begin to think about the title. I don't know if you've noticed it, but it's been a comparison study all the way through. It's been about Jesus and Moses. Jesus and Moses. Jesus and Moses. And as I begin to go through the text, I begin to notice some things. I begin to notice this fact, that the task that God called Moses to do, he did. You could say he's faithful. Can I ask you tonight, how many would agree with me that Jesus has been faithful in your life? Somebody said it earlier. I ain't always been faithful, but he has. I can look back at my life and I can see where God has brought us from. How that there was times in my life where I sit back and said, I don't know how we're going to get out of this one. But God showed himself faithful every single time. And when I started this message, I began to think about the comparison of Moses and the Lord Jesus Christ. I put the title down like this: Jesus, Moses, and me. Jesus, Moses, and me. As you think about your own life tonight, obviously there's been some mistakes we've made. Can I tell you something? He's been faithful to you. I'm going to ask you as you stand on your feet tonight, and as the Lord begin to deal my heart, I begin to think about the life that I'm in, this life that God's given me. Can I ask you a question tonight? Are you faithful to the calling to which God has called you to? You said, preacher, I'm not a preacher. You don't have to be a preacher. Brother Victor back there, he's a micro welder. Amen? There's a lot of you got different tasks. But you've been called to this place not just to make parts, but to share the gospel with other people. Are you faithful to your calling? You say, preacher, we're living in a world that we can't share the gospel anymore. You just give it some time. It ain't going to be long until they begin to ask you. If you live like Jesus before them, it is not going to be long until somebody's going to come up and say, I need some bread. I need some loaves. I need some help. I've got some sickness. And at that moment, you can say, can I pray for you? At that moment, let me ask you a question. Have you been faithful to your calling? Have you been faithful to your calling? You know, if I was to go around the room tonight and I was to ask you this question, are you a Christian? Many of you say, yes, sir, I'm a Christian. But do you know what the word Christian means? It means Christ-like. When compared to Jesus, when people look at your life, I begin to ask myself this question, do people see Jesus in me, in my attitude, in my walk, in my speech to other people? Does people see Jesus? I hope they do. I want them to see Jesus in me. I ask you tonight, are you Christ-like?
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.